Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to San Diego Landing's Fisherman's Landing, watching the Royal Polaris and other boats unload this morning. Great catches. Kevin Kelly and Lucy are here from West Coast Marine. Of course, if you ever know Kevin, you know Lucy's right by his side.
Lucy,
all the
black
time.
Lab.
Black lab.
Yeah, black lab. And she's very busy this morning. She's taking a good nap, I think, here at World Headquarters. But
I want to be Lucy when I grow up.
Yeah, she's got a good life for sure. Gets to go on boats and gets to go everywhere Kevin goes for sure. And boy, what a great prize we're giving away too.
Man, you're not kidding. We're getting into the pre-Christmas spirit here on Let's Talk Hookup because somebody at the end of today's show is going to win a handmade custom Anza fillet knife. And a one-year membership to fishdope.com. As we said, this total value is close to $300,
yeah.
That Anza knife and that fishdope.com subscription. A really great prize. If, pardon me. If you want to get your shot to get through, the phone lines have been getting very packed up. We have one single line still available right now. That's 833-288-0973. All the other lines are full. One line open, 833-288-0973. And text the show. We've been getting some great texts. We got several of them we'll read here in the second hour coming up. Lots of great info coming up here on Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Fantastic. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishing. Looking for a better way to get bit on these finicky tuna? Make your own seamless top shots down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp System. Easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. That's the most important thing. It's all about the bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp System will give you that seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. Let's talk to our private motor buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Kelly. Great show this morning here. So,
yeah.
Guys, like I've been mentioning here the past couple weeks, you know, we're slipping into transition time when that offshore fish starts heading down and out, chasing that southern sun, and inshore and island fishing starts dominating. And it often coincides with turkey time, so it looks like we're right on schedule here this year for sure. But, yeah, here's what's going on up in Santa Monica Bay. First meaningful shot of squid showed up there around the tanker buoys. Some of the guys have been tanking up with it and putting it to good use out there on the codfish grounds. Big groupers and reds are loving it. And no sea bass or yellows on it yet, but that's not unusual. We often see the bait show up long before the fish find it. So that's right on schedule also. But, guys, if I wanted to catch a sea bass, I'd definitely probably catch a tank of bait. I'd maybe start on them bait grounds just to, you know, give it a good check, keep it honest there. And, but put the focus out on that deep water structure on both sides of Rocky Point out there, 15, 18, 20 fathoms, maybe even a little deeper sometimes. A lot of that 50, 60-pound sea bass shows up in that area first. So over there at Catalina, same story. First meaningful volume of squid has showed up backside east. And that adds a whole new dimension to fishing the island. You know, that bonita fishing is still going on, and a few little yellows mixed in here and there. But having that squid really changes things. And over the years, I've seen usually our best early season sea bass fishing on the deep, hard bottom spots below Ben Weston. And a lot of that stuff, a lot of that rabbit hutch and owl rock like that, some of those ledges, that's inside the closure. So you don't want to be drifting below the line, or that can be big trouble. But that area around Ben Weston, those hard bottom spots outside there, is where we saw a lot of that early season sea bass. And then also another good area for this late fall time frame is right outside West Cove on the deep structure there, yellows and sea bass both. So really nice seeing a little bit of bait show up that island. Really will start changing things. And then offshore, still a little bit of that big bluefin way outside, mostly kind of in a triangle between the Tanner and the Cortez and the tip of the Condom like that. It's moving around in there, definitely roaming around a little bit this week. But, you know, they're seeing some fish. They're biting a little less, but they're definitely around. And the weather's decent here for the next few days, it looks like. So be interesting to see what that stuff does. And then on a deep drop swordfish, you know, there's a lot less up this way than last year, which was crazy good. And but, man, you guys down there in San Diego got some of that fish outside the 9 and the 182 like that. So might get a swordfish to go along with your turkey dinner coming up. So
yeah, that,
still a lot
that'd
going
cool.
on, guys.
You know, and I know if you saw fishdope.com this week, a guy was coming back from fishing that small grade yellowtail and ran into a foamer of a big giant bluefin and ended up catching like a 180-pounder on a kite rig. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Outside the North Island of Coronado. So, yeah, it's moving. It's around.
Those fish got tails, man. You never know where fish are going to find them. So.
Yeah, and Danny and Jeff had all the dope on that fish, too, a first-hand report. That's the kind of stuff you get with fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, the store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach there by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and we'll be putting up some new pictures of this big tank we're making for this 140-foot crew boat that they're turning into a luxury yacht.
Wow.
Yeah, I got some fun stuff. But guys, make sure you call first. Don't just wander by. We've been taking a few days off, probably going to stay close through Thanksgiving, just relaxing a little bit. And so make sure you call first before wandering by. But like I say, you can see all the information on the tanks and the other stuff on our website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right. And, you know, we're just about a month away from the Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish. So you better be getting your takes together, huh?
Yeah, man. It's just rolling up on us really quick. And that's
coming
up. Kind of show of the year. So,
for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that call. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, Mark.
We're waiting for Marcos. You've got a great text.
Yeah, this one, a really fun one came through. Hi, Kevin. This is Rick from Orange. We have a 2510 Deep V with twin 250 Yamahas. Is it possible to add a water heater to our boat? And if so, would you add an additional battery? We absolutely love our boat. Nobody makes a more perfect boat than Parker.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
A happy customer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
2510, if you wanted to increase your battery capacity, we have a good solution for that. And then if you're looking for a water heater, I would probably recommend going to more of a camping style water heater where you're heating water with, you know, a propane bottle instead of electricity. It takes a lot of juice to run a coil for like a hot water.
And to keep it hot.
And, yeah.
Where
and,
propane's almost an instant kind of thing.
Yeah, so you're getting like one of those instant things that, you know, like a, what do they call those in the house?
Just the instant hot.
Well, I know that they do make electric water heaters. They're small, but they are available. You probably best to go to like to a camping store, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure whether a marine store like West Marine or San Diego Marine Exchange would have it.
Camping stores
what might have more of a solution for that.
But I get it. What a great thing, you know, if you're surfing or diving, especially this time of year, to come out of the water and be able to squirt off something warm.
The only thing about propane, I'll mention this because I've been through this on other boats, is you add a very different dynamic when you add propane to a boat. You have to make sure it's well vented. It can be very hazardous, and so you just have to take your precautions.
Yeah,
propane.
It's heavier than air, so it will sink into the bottom.
So
of
you can't
the
just put it in your bilge or anything.
No,
like that.
But no. This I would yeah. just. I could envision something hanging from the rocket launcher,
right,
and you know, you dig it out when you want
right,
the hot
right.
water.
And you maybe have one of those small propane bottles.
And, yeah. And you're vented right there.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Hope that answered the question. Let's go ahead and jump.
That was a fun question.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
That was a fun question. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
How much more can you put on a 25-pound?
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's continue with our catch report and head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good, buddy.
Great.
Really good.
Well, still some pretty good fishing going on. The half days yesterday, some big yellowtail in the mix there. Still very good bottom fishing. In the morning, they caught a couple yellowtail, and they're seeing fish probably in maybe 15 to 30 pound range. So definitely some nice sizes there. Good bottom fishing otherwise, and that's been kind of the story the last couple weeks here. They're going to have consistently good bottom fishing. They're going to get in a couple yellowtail here and there, and it's been pretty much that way all season. It's been great fishing on the half day. The full days, San Diego fishing offshore yesterday, no tuna, but they did have 112 yellowtail and one Dorado, so it's kind of tough to argue with that. And, you know, in the middle of November there on
Dorado
an offshore full day trip.
A Dorado in late November, how about that, huh?
Right, and still seeing a little bit of yellowtail here and there, yellowfin here and there, but that's kind of tailing off a bit. Overnights and the day and a half, a little tougher there, still seeing Dorado, yellowtail, occasional bluefin in there. Pacifica had a couple nice-sized bluefin. I believe one of them was about 160 and one of them was about 130. So still very good fishing, kind of what we've been seeing for a while here. And we can't, you know, it'd be nice for this offshore tuna fishing to last forever, but it looks like it's slowing down a bit. They're going to keep going out there looking around. San Diego's still looking for those yellowtail, hopefully getting some of the yellowfin, bluefin themselves. But lots of options. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days. Those full days, a day and a half. There's some longer trips in there. NASDAQ is running some of the three-day trips to leave in the morning, come back in the morning, so a little backwards three-day there, and they've been doing pretty well on there. And we got trips scheduled through December right now, so definitely check that out. You can make reservations directly online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down, visit us in person, say hi, get some tackle, book a trip, and get out there fishing.
Great call, Marcos. Appreciate it. Great report. Glad to hear that we're in, you know, getting into late November and still having such good fishing, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome to hear. Glad things are going so good. We'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks
Marcos.
All
right.
That wraps up our catch report.
Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks. They have been the go-to hook all season long for tuna. From that Gamakatsu Nautilus Light, the standard Nautilus, or the brand-new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. They make the right size. They offer them ring or non-ring. Tie it on and be ready to get bit. Sign up, or stock up, for Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, now available at your selected tackle store.
Indeed. Phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through 833-288-09.
Hills in Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kevin touched on it earlier about throttling, going down swell. I've been on a couple hairy trips coming back from surfing at, at Santa Cruz Island and Santa Rosa. And how boats ride is different. And, you know, I know like Radden and Davis incorporated like a hull design for that, but is it Parker has I think two different dead rises, and is one a better ride down swell when it's gnarly than the other, Kevin?
Boy, that's another good question.
Yeah, very good.
I would think just that probably the modified V would probably be better downwind.
Downswell. So what's the difference? So can you order the boats in two different styles? Deep V and modified V, is that right?
In the 25.
The 25.
And so it's a flatter bottom boat, and so that the bow doesn't have probably quite as much deep V, and it rounds out a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. More stable side to side.
Yes.
Yes.
It's more of a boogie board, flatter.
Yeah.
And so that would probably ride better downswell.
But not upswell.
No, no. Yeah. It's not going to have
opposite.
The same performance. And like those, the Raddens and the Davises, they were designed to do that Santa Barbara urchin fishing, where they would go out early in the morning and there wasn't a swell, catch their urchin, come back loaded heavy, and then go downswell in
right.
the westerly, and they would, you know, have that big flat bow that would ride up over the waves and you know, a perfect design for that condition.
Which way would you order it, deep V or modified V?
I would go with deep V.
Deep V?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because of our very confused seas out here that were, you know, swells
choppy.
And
you're just going to get a better ride going into it.
You're
going
to get a better ride going into it, and you're going to be okay going downswell.
Yeah,
it's just a better all-around combination. That I think that shallower V is meant more for the intercoastal waterways back east.
Also, like guys that are commercial fishermen, they want that side-to-side stability.
Yeah.
That might be an option for them.
That could be.
Like if you're pulling lobster traps or crab traps or something like that.
Yeah, they want something probably flatter.
Neil and I's 25 is the deep V, and I can just assure you the ride, we love it. I think it's perfect. I mean, like you say, it's very, very comfortable going into it. I've never felt uncomfortable in a following sea or coming home. It's... You know, we just have the standard 25 deep V and are really, really happy with the performance.
And the other Parkers, like my 18, the 21s, the 23s, are all deep Vs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The rest of them, the only other option is on the 25 is the modified V.
Is the modified
V. So the 28 is always a deep V.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that would be. But, yeah, I mean, I think the deep V is kind of Southern California.
It's right. We're sure happy with ours.
You know. 20 to 1.
Is that right? 20. So you actually get people that want that modified V.
Occasionally, yes, and some of them have been interestingly fly fishermen.
Oh, okay.
That makes some sense.
They want that ride,
more stable
stability,
a little more stable out there.
Yeah. So it's not going to be as rocky, rolly. More flat.
Yes.
And I mean, let me say this: for as much as I love the ride of our boat, which is a deep V, Doug's boat is a modified V, and it rides great. I mean, I've got a ton of hours fishing with Doug in his 23, and it's extremely comfortable.
And that 23 is a center console, so yes, they do. Make that.
Oh, they do.
Still
in the modified.
Yeah, in the center console, not in the pilot house.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. So, deep V is probably a good choice, but you're not going to go wrong with the modified V.
Not for the application. If you haven't, you if you know going in what the application would be, yeah.
For sure. Hey, good question, Kills. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's grab another and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Great show, as always.
Thank you,
hey,
Chuck.
You know, the rear transom door, with our fishing getting better and better every year and the bluefin getting bigger, are you going to have a transom door on the 24s and stuff as an option?
Transom doors.
I think it already is, right?
On the 25?
On which boat?
On the 23.
The 23 has a transom door.
It does.
The 25 has a transom door.
The 28?
The 28 has a transom door.
Okay.
The problem is that, as Ricky, I think, can attest to, is you might not be able to get a super cow through it.
I will correct you that you 100% can get one through there. We put a 350 through that door.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, you definitely can.
You just have to have it positioned correct.
400-pounder, maybe not, but, I mean, I can assure you that a 350 will still go through that door.
Yeah. Top to bottom, if you try to pull it sideways, it might not.
So is that an option, or is that
standard?
That's standard now as a transom
standard.
Door.
Standard.
And that's new within the last several years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Four
or 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, just people. And is that transom door, is that sealed? Is it? I mean, it's not going to, I mean, you, there's no.
Yeah, there's a latch on it and stuff. I don't.
It's a safe.
It's well up above the waterline.
It's above the swim step level, and then there's another 3 inches or 5 inches above that. So
nice.
It's so nice. So makes getting in and out, on and off the boat so easy, especially on a boat like ours, which is bracketed. You know, we have a big bracket for our outboard, and you can open the door and you step onto the bracket. You can step off of the dock or vice versa. Or, I mean, there's been plenty of times where we have fought fish, you know, standing on the bracket and having the door. It's just so so nice.
Yeah, definitely. Nice option.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It works.
Up in Alaska, why do they use aluminum boats so much?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well,
there are
I know there's a lot of floating logs in Alaska, and that might have something to do with it. That's a good question, though. I've never kind of found the answer to that.
Yeah. I know they're...
I thought they're right on top of the water better or something. I don't know.
I know they're noisy. I know they're noisy.
But in a commercial application, it's a lot easier to weld a part and then grind it off than not, you know, so.
Yeah. Fix it. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, indeed. Good question and from Seth Bone from Kingfisher.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, why do they use a lot of that?
And then you could ask the reverse question, well, how come there's no aluminum boats in Southern California?
That's a good
question. It's all... fiberglass.
Well, why are that?
Fiberglass dries down here.
What's that?
The fiberglass dries better down here. The moisture up there doesn't let it dry or something.
Perhaps.
Well,
easier. Hey, Mark, appreciate the call this morning. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But those are a couple good questions.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into it. This time, talk to Bruce calling us from Lemon Grove. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Kevin, smaller motors, you usually put a cavitation plate on it for, get it to ride better. What, how big can you put a cavitation plate on as far as the size of the motor?
Gosh, I forget what the name of that one cavitation plate, extension or dolphin or whatever it's called. It's aluminum. It's kind of U-shaped, and it bolts in from the top. Or bolts in from the bottom. So, what's the name of it? Anyway, that's the only one that we would recommend. Those great big ones that are plastic and stuff, they bolt in from the top, and all the load is going up through just some bolts. And they could crack the cavitation plate. So we recommend against anything that is bolted on and it's on top of the factory cavitation plate. Like to get the aluminum one that's underneath and bolted on. That way the whole surface is pushing up against the factory's cavitation plate. And we see them on the 250s and sometimes the 300s on the 23-foot boats. And
why? What's the reason for
it? It gives you more lift out of the hull.
Why not just use trim tabs?
They could. It's just trim tabs when they're deployed, they're going to create drag.
Okay.
Knock your mileage.
And this won't create as much drag.
Yeah, this is right on the engine, and it creates that lift.
The lift, okay.
I wish I remembered the name of it. But.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including checking with our buddy Pat McDonald. We're going to find out what happened in the Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get through, there's still plenty of time. 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Mr. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News, Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Have you recovered?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally relaxed now. I'm retired, man.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Nice job, Pat.
Thanks, Hank. 22 years. You guys have been a part of it for all 22 years, and I really just wanted to call and thank you guys for that. So, when we started that whole thing back in 1999, you were there.
Yep, we were there. Yeah, absolutely. Joe Higgins and the whole gang, that was some fun times back then. But the cool thing is you've kept the fun going, Pat.
That's the beauty of that tournament, man. It's more fun than anything else.
Sounds like a rock song, you know, a lot of rock there. You kept the fun going. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good tournament, and it was a lot of fun. And it was time to go. It was my choice. I was going to actually step down last year. After last year, we broke $1 million, and we had a great 154 teams. It was really a good way to go. But this COVID thing and Bob's telegraph passing, I just felt maybe one more year would be good to get it through this final thing and then turn over the reins to Jonathan Goldon and the new team. So I think it worked out fantastic. A nice easy transition this year, even though the COVID created a lot of issues down there, of course. But the tournament went great. Nine teams won shared $1 million. Second time.
Is that the first time over $1 million?
Second.
Last year was the first time. We just barely made it, and then this year we were absolutely shocked that I thought we were going to have 120 teams. Maybe some people said you're not even going to break 100 because of the whole COVID thing. But after I saw what was going on with the Van Wormers and those tournaments and the Bisbees, I kind of felt that we would be at least at 120, and we ended up with 149 teams and over $1 million. So people came to play.
And so what were the results? I mean, what were the fish? What were the great catches?
Well, you know, the fishing was, compared to some of the better years of the tournament, was not great. Let's say, there were nine teams that won that $1 million. So the winners, we had three fish over 200 pounds, a 210, a 209, and a 202, and then we had a 186 and a 175.
Wow. How about a one?
And after that,
difference.
It dropped off pretty good. So not great, but it was still, that's pretty good. And then about 3 days later, a 310 pounder was caught, and that's often the case. But the champions were on the Ole Ole. They called themselves the real gods of rods. Gary Siegel and Shea Summer. And they weren't in a lot of the jackpots. I think they were in the $5,000, I think, and $500 daily. So they won first place and then money and then that $500 daily. So they won like 80 grand. Nice. And then the big money, yeah, the big money winners, you know, the guys who sit at the high stakes table, that was the Rocky Mountain Hookers. They had a 209 pounder, second biggest fish, and they won all the day two tuna jackpots, except that big $20,000 one at the end. And so they won $318,000. And then, let's see, the other big winners was Burrow, a local team, local captain. They had a, let me see, how big was that fish? They had a 175 the first day, and they won, let's see, what was it, $246,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, so, you know, a lot of big money winners.
Yeah, almost a $250,000 bucks for a local team. How cool is that?
And then you also had some nice side jackpots for Dorado and Wahoo, too, right?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. The first day we didn't get a 30-pounder, so it rolled to the next day. We dropped it to 20 because we don't want to write 113 checks. So we dropped it to 20, and then so 100, I think a 20, what was it, a 23-pounder, 22.5 on by tag team the second day. They won $104,000 bucks.
Wow. 22 grand Dorado, man.
That's so
just
cool.
Made it. Wow, that's
everybody was out fishing for Dorado the second day, let me tell
you.
So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it sounds like, you know, and it's so much fun. I know, you know, the Western Outdoor News, those cobblestone jackpot tournament is famous for the parties and stuff. There weren't a lot of that going on, but I'll bet people still had a lot of fun, right?
Oh, they had a lot of fun. You know, there was a few shots of tequila, you know, commemorating the final tournament. A lot of people were buying me shots, and it was a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
and I think everybody played it safe. Your protocols were good. We really had a ton of protocols that we had to jump through. It was it was incredible. So, but everybody, you know, everybody came out of there safe. It sounded like nobody really got infected or anything. So it was really a wonderful thing with 500 some people walking around. You know, it was a good time,
and much needed for Cabo too. That's been reeling from this whole COVID thing. It's much needed.
Oh my gosh,
they were very grateful, weren't they?
Absolutely. The Baja, these people were, you know, just absolutely hurting bad. No cruise line, no business, a lot of shops shut down. Right. I mean, really, Pete, you really couldn't even go around town. There's only like three bars that were even open. Everything else was shut down. Of course, that just condensed everybody into those, and then they were shut down. They had to keep them at half. So it was just a different deal. I mean, Bob Hoos went down there. I don't think he did too much partying except by the pool, but he did go surfing about 3 days. You know, you've had to find your fun down there however you could. I ended up driving down with my buddy Chris Wheaton, and we fished 3 days in Loretto. We fished Baja Asuncion on the way back, and then we had a really great time driving down and driving back because I knew that we were going to have those issues with flying down and protocols, and I wanted to make my last tournament a really fun one, and Chris made it possible for me to be able to fish six days out of the 14, so it was
sweet.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's great, Pat.
Wow. I saw some of your social media posts about that. The Asuncion looks like a great spot. That looks really fun, huh?
Really good surf spot there, too, Pete. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, congratulations on 22 years. Of course, how many years were you editor at Western Outdoor News?
34
years. So that's a great career.
Great job,
and I know you're not going away. We know that. You know, you're not disappearing, that's for sure. And I know Jonathan Roldan will do a great job for Western Outdoor News for the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. And the guys over at Western Outdoor News, Chuck and the gang over there, they're just still great partners with Let's Talk Hookup. And very proud to be associated with the paper. And all I can say, Pat, is good run. Enjoy your retirement, and I'm sure we haven't seen the last year, right?
No, you haven't. But thanks a lot, Pete. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for everybody over there with the radio show, and all the sponsors too. Anybody who's listening there with a sponsor, I want to thank everybody. You know, Squig, all those people, Hoos, all those guys, Costa, and everybody. So a big thank you to everybody, and it was a good run. And now I'm off to my next adventure.
Yeah, haven't seen the last of Pat. Just going to see him a lot more at the bait receiver.
That's right.
Right. Good deal.
Congratulations, job, Pat. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Thank
very
you.
Exciting. Yeah, very illustrious career, shall we say, from Pat McDonald, right?
No doubt about
yes,
it.
Yes, a unique individual in the industry.
Yeah, he's done a lot for this industry. And I know Pat. He's going to continue to do
exactly.
a lot for the industry, too, for sure.
All right. Well, we got some great texts that have come through. I want to read this one for Kevin. It says, good morning. This question is for Kevin. I always stop in Costa Mesa when I have a question about my Parker. Kevin is such a wealth of knowledge. My question today is, I have a 98 Parker. Want to know if it's possible to order new front windows.
Probably not going to get the same windows that's on the boat. Those are probably old vintage windows. I think they're probably black trim, and they don't have those in stock anymore. However, the new windows that they use are available, and
will they fit?
That's the question, is how they're going to fit. I'm working a project right now on an older boat. It's not quite that old, but it has those black windows. And we're going to be drawing a pattern for the old ones and see how much we might have to cut out or mm-hmm. add to the frame.
But it's doable.
Anything's doable.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we can build anything.
The other thing too is you could go to a fabricator like Mark Plastics, which yeah. who did windows for my boat, does a great job, and he actually designs yeah. the window for that space.
Yeah, Mark Heacox.
Yeah, yeah. He's good.
Oh, I've so known. He builds the window to the
spec.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes okay.
vinyl,
and they're vinyl yeah. windows, which are great.
Yeah,
yeah, and. And he'll do them however you want. Slider, no slider,
oh,
pop
no kidding.
Out, nope.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I've known, yeah.
Color.
I've known Mark a long,
Mark,
long time.
Mark, he's good, right?
Yeah.
Do you use him?
You know what? I haven't.
Yeah.
He's was a friend of a really good friend
yeah.
of mine. He was a half-brother of a really good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
So,
yeah. Yeah, he did the Islander windows. Did mine. He's
yeah,
got
I know he did sport
a lot
boats
of windows, it. A lot of sport boats.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. For sure. But so that's another alternative, too, if you want to go that yeah. way. But it sounds like the factory thing is going to be the easiest way to do it.
And they vent out, you
yes.
know, just like the
specific design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're actually yeah solving that issue right now. We're trying to solve that
all
issue right, right
so
now.
All right. So give you a call
and see how much you have to add or have to cut yeah. out. So
give me
a month.
Right?
Give me a month and call me.
Yeah.
Well, that was from Brian in San Clemente.
Okay. So, very good, Brian. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the text.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones this time, and we'll talk to Bob, who's calling us from Imperial Beach. Hey, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Bob.
Okay, so first of all, you guys mentioned aluminum boats. I spent 10 years up in Bristol Bay, and you're banging boats hard against each other. So that's, I think the sturdiness is the big
oh.
thing. But I want to give a shout out to the little Parkers, the 2120. I bought one this summer. I think I broke every one of Kevin's rules. I got it from the East Coast.
And, shame on you.
Shipping,
it wasn't new.
Shipping,
though,
I had but... to. No. Older boat. I had it checked out. I flew out there. I did a sea trial in Chesapeake Bay. But, you know, getting it shipped out here, I had to make sure it was on a flatbed because a lot of people want to do a tow away. But I was hoping Kevin could talk to, you know, buying a used boat and all the things involved.
Okay.
Great call.
Yeah. You know, with the way the market is and just the overall new boat, used boat, I certainly understand people getting a used boat.
Sure.
And if they're not here on the, you know, West Coast, then some people have to travel back east where there's, you know, a plethora of boats.
Right.
You know, it's a different market back there.
Different world.
But, so if you're going to do that, do your due diligence and go see the boat yourself. I know it's a, you know, it's a plane ride and that kind of stuff, but, you know, you can schedule it with a surveyor back there, but I think I would show up with them.
You want to see
and,
it.
And, yeah, and if you've been around boats, you know, long enough, you probably have a good sense of what to look for.
Sure.
The other thing, too, is they have hurricanes back there.
They have a lot of weird
weather, and it could have been issues with the, involved in the hurricane. Yeah. You got to do a kind of your due diligence about researching
it. I caution people.
Yeah, how they're stored and everything. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, how they're stored, yeah.
Because, yeah, you don't know if it was which hurricane it went through and, you know, how was it? Was it swamped with salt water and then they just drained it all out? And if it was, you know, all of that wiring is now
compromised.
It's corroded.
Yeah.
That salt water will just travel right up that copper wire and, you know, one day it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And there's other issues with water in the fuel tanks and that kind of stuff. It's just, there's a lot of that goes into looking at it, and you know, if it's on a trailer, you're gonna need that thing to come cross country.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, you did it smart, getting on
that
a flatbed,
yeah, totally.
Not have it towed out. That was great. And so, are you happy with the boat?
Oh yeah. And the first thing I did, I went into West Coast Marine and said, I want to bring it in. And Robbie said, no, take it out, run it hard for 10 or 15 hours, and then we'll look at it.
You okay.
Basically,
that's
good call. Said, try to break it. And,
fantastic.
And then I brought it in and everything checked out.
Yeah,
oh, good.
That's great, Bob.
That's good. Yeah, well, great. Well, glad you're happy with that. And you're one of the lucky ones to find a used one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Parker family.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Glad you're happy with the boat and it worked out for you. Yeah, it's definitely a buyer beware thing, especially when you're buying boats from the East. I've been there and I've been through that. And it's you can run a lot of money down real fast and get the wrong boat for sure. So you have to really be careful about that. Side note. Watching the searcher pull out to look at fuel and bait. I know they're leaving, I believe, at 11 o'clock this morning on an extended day and a half. And I know it's booking through Fisherman's Landing. I think there might be a couple spots left. So if you want to go on an extended day and a half in beautiful weather, beautiful weather on a great vessel, all meals included on the searcher, check Fisherman's Landing or go to searchersportfishing.com. Just watching the searcher pull out right now.
That's pretty cool.
We'd like to be available to jump with them, too.
Hey, another great text came through for Kevin. Kevin, this one was from Cy in Escondido. He said, what's the weight of a fully loaded 2510 I'm looking for towing purposes, and is there a big difference in ride between the 2501, the 2510, and the 2520?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cy.
Some serious.
The ride on the 25, the center console, is going to be a little bit different than the 2520 because you're not so far forward.
Yep.
And then also on the 2510, it's going to be a little bit better than the 2520, again, because you're not that far forward. And you sit up higher and you're back further. The four-peak, the V-berth area up front is bigger on that 2510, that walk-around model.
Okay.
What was the first part?
The towing weight for the 2510.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's leaning towards the 2510 and kind of wanting to know towing weight.
Yeah.
I would guess maybe if you could do it with a half-ton or a three-quarter ton or just the overall loaded weight would
be. Yeah, the 2510 and the 2520 are going to be both about the same. They're pushing 10,000 pounds. I typically will put those on 12,000-pound rated trailers, however, just so that we have that extra capacity. Just don't want to have a cheap underrated trailer underneath your, you know, $150,000 boat.
Yeah. Sure.
So I go big when it comes to trailers. And
we're fishermen. We're going to be adding metal and fuel and all
bait
the gear
tanks,
and
batteries,
helium tanks.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Water heaters.
extra batteries.
Yeah.
Totally. So, that's a good call.
So the 2510. I had a 2310, which no longer made. That was my first Parker of many Parkers that I've had. Loved that boat. It was great, and I like the 10 configuration because you can still enclose yourself if you want to.
Yes.
But you're still out in the open if you want to too.
It's a sweet boat.
I know that's what Sherman has.
Exactly.
Sherman has that same boat.
Yeah. And it's just You don't put four people inside the pilot house.
The enclosed pilot house.
That's watertight.
Yeah.
You know, you still have those two people sitting in a different seat behind the main seats.
Right.
And you know, they can sit there, but they're still going to get, you know, some spray, you know, every
right.
once in a while.
Right.
So, but it's a big cockpit, large area forward, V-berth area.
More cockpit than the 2520?
No. It's about the same, bit less, maybe.
Yeah.
It's the forward V-berth that is probably 18 inches larger.
Oh, it's that much larger.
And then the steering station is probably 2 feet further back.
Back, which is a big deal in the ride.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to, because the further forward, anybody knows, the further forward you are in a boat, the more pound you're going to get.
You're going to feel it.
Yeah. You're going to feel it for sure.
If you're
so
sitting
that's a factor.
Yeah. If you're sitting on the swim step on your easy chair, it's probably not going to feel that much.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, good text. Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that. Let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. How about Matt from Montclair up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Matt.
Morning, guys. My question's for Kevin.
Yeah.
Morning, guys. My question's for Kevin. I was wondering, when outfitting a new boat with electronics, how do you go about directing the customer on their options?
Well, the first question I ask them is what they're used to, what they have now. Because, you know, certain manufacturers have a certain logic to their menus. So if somebody's, come off of Furuno and they're used to their logic as far as a keypad or the displays and the menus, I think maybe that person might want to go with that. We do a lot of Garmin stuff. We do a lot of Simrad stuff right now. Garmin, I think, is probably the most user-friendly. They've been around a long time.
They've come a long way.
They have, and a lot of the pilots have Garmin.
Yeah.
That fly private planes and stuff. They have Garmin in their aircraft, so they're used to that. And Simrad has come a long way too.
Yep. Simrad's great stuff.
There's right now with this COVID thing, there's back order stuff on just about everything. So, you know, they just introduced their new Evo 3S model in the Simrad stuff, and then COVID came along, and then production went down, and it's just it was, you know, it's a hard time getting some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, the way the market is right now, everybody wants to get a boat and outfit it, but
it's not our world, but in the freshwater scene, Lowrance just released their new Live Target. It's their Live Target 3D, more of a freshwater thing, shallow water. But I mean, it looks like you're looking at a video game. I mean, you physically see the shape of the fish swimming under the boat, and it's that shallow water target system where guys are catching fish with the spoons and things like that. But the image that they have, that the new technology is coming, is just crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, there's really
cool. And you know,
stuff.
Here's the other thing too, is that I just upgraded my radar on field research from the 4G Simrad
to the Halo,
to the new Halo 24. Oh my. You talk about a giant difference,
really?
Especially if you're running at night or in fog like today and stuff like. I mean, the clarity of that picture is so far superior that, and the 4G was great.
Yeah, I have 4G. But, I'm really 4G, happy with it, but
it's there's
that Halo.
The Halo's amazing.
No kidding.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then you get the one with the array.
Oh yeah,
even more so.
I was going to ask you: do you have a dome or do you have the open array?
Yeah, okay. I couldn't go quite the cost on the open array, but the new dome, the 24 dome, is it's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Highly rated, and I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah,
for sure. They've come a long way in electronics, no doubt about it.
I'll just throw that out too. We have Simrad, and just for use of operation, it was just nothing. I mean, it's super, super user friendly. We're really happy with ours.
Yeah, go see Nagel.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I don't know where that 2 hours went to, man, but it went
a lot in, though.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say big congratulations to the Anza Knife and FishDope.com membership. The big winner today on the phones, Matt in Montclair. Congratulations, Matt. You're going to be stoked.
Congratulations, indeed.
Lucky guy.
Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, man.
We love it.
Yeah, for sure. And boy, oh boy, what a great show. And you have so much knowledge and such a great line
cool,
of boats.
Buddy.
Parker boats. Yamaha outboards and phenomenal service at two different locations, right?
Yep. And yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
And we love it.
Well, so. You do such a great job. Yeah.
Well, we try hard.
Yeah. It's all Lucy's. Lucy's but like, secret.
Yeah, everybody mascot. Comes to see Lucy
yeah,
anyway.
For sure. So if somebody wants a new Parker boat, a used Parker boat, other used boats, Yamaha outboards, repower, you do it all, right?
Correct. You can reach me directly for Parker boat sales at right on my cell phone, 949-735-5759. And if my mailbox is full, just wait. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Or you can text me. And that thing gets full so fast.
And then you have a website with a great inventory, westcoastmarine.com. Both locations, Marina Boulevard in San Diego, and then, of course, right there
up
in Newport Boulevard, Costa Mesa.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
thanks, Kevin.
Awesome.
Appreciate
job,
it, man. Great job. Thank you all out there. Thanks to Double Adams, Adam in the studio, and then Adam Clark, our webmaster app extraordinaire. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert, and a lot of great stuff. You stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to all the listeners and callers out there. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.